Okay, klar da hat er loch hier alles. Wie da oi ich gogadu bin janam eben. Im Mechen roi zu lachnis ist chavir bin janam. He's going to start getting involved in a toyeles for a purpose of business. You want to find out something about someone for business. Kegoin. Nesochre le malachto or le shtatif imoi or lashe shidduch imoi b'chol ke agabu. You want to hire someone or you want to do a shidduch with someone. Afilu le shama alav arata shum ra'a. Even if you didn't hear anything bad about him, but it doesn't mean that the only you're still allowed to find that information. You can find that information even if you never heard a reason to be concerned that maybe something's a problem. Okay? Now, your kavana is for toelas. Your kavana is to protect yourself. So you shouldn't get damaged later. And it shouldn't come to a chil Hashem. So you're allowed to ask people for information. Please tell me whatever you know about this person and get the information. However, the chiddush of Chafetz Chaim. So Achnir Ali Shitzarich Shiyoidea Yoidea Lamisha Shoyal Mi Ita Alam Shiroita Lasa Shidduch Imoy. Are you calling on a shtatvas anal? And then it's mutter. There's no problem in the asking, and there's no problem in what he's telling you. And there's no listening either. Okay? Why? Because if you tell the person that you're asking, and you say, hey, I need information for a shidduch, when they're telling you the information, the assumption is that they're being mechaven for your tells for the shidduch. So they're not doing an isser either. But if you don't say anything, so even if you're not making mechavim for Isser, but they're being mechavim for Isser. Okay, they're mechavim for Isser, but they're not doing an Isser. They're just being mechavim for an Isser.
No,
so
in their mind,
they're doing an Isser, but in reality, they're not. They think they're saying the Lashon Hara not l'toelas, but really, there's a toelas for it. So, Zakta Chametz Chaim, what happens if somebody thinks that they're eating pork? And they ended up being kosher. Did they do an avera? Did they? So the pasuk, it's a pasuk in the chumash. Pasuk says, "Hashem yislach la," that Hashem will forgive the lady. Well, what's it talking about? It's talking about someone that made a neder not to eat something, and her husband was made for it, but the husband didn't tell her that he was made for it, and she ate it anyway. So she needs kapara. Right? But Akopanim, Gemara says it's a din of Hashem Yislach La, that someone that thought to do an Isser, but really did Heter, needs Kapara. So Zakta Chavtaim, is there, so that means someone that's been Mechavin to do an Isser, and the Isser is doing an Isser. Now, is there an Isser Lifnei Iver on that? Are you allowed to give someone a piece of meat? Tell them it's pork. Really, it's kosher. So now, I'm doing Lifnei Iver because I'm being machshel them in the Isser of Hashem Yislach La. So, Zakta Chavetz Chaim is machadish that there's a Lifnei Iver on Hashem Yislach La.
Why shouldn't there be?
No, because maybe you would say, in reality, I'm not being machshel them in anything, in reality. So
then why would you need a kapar?
You need a kapar because you're not allowed to do it. So if it's an avera, you're helping the person do the avera. And you're being machshel them in Hashem Yislach La. So Mele Zakta Chavetz Chaim, Gevaldik. In that case, if you ask someone for shidduch information, but you don't tell them it's for a shidduch, so they're giving you the information. In reality, they're not doing anything wrong because you need it to else, but they think they're doing something wrong. So by you asking him, you're doing with Ne'iver on this Isser of Hashem Yislach La. That's what he says.
I don't see the massive
Kiddush. It's a Gevaldik Kiddush. Ki'at misafir lo chaver ain't who oitz b'ze Isser. Kimet shagam hu mechavet. Rako emer emes. What?
It's like a funny thing. I hear it's not really, it's a Kiddush to me that what the Torah says, that this is considered Isser.
Right. Right. There's a big shiloh, by the way. What's the Isser? Is the Isser the Kavana or is the Isser the Maisa? It's a big Hakira what the Isser is. But now, very, very important question that he discusses in the Haggah. In the Haggah, he brings up a question like this. You're not allowed to ask someone information for a shidduch from someone that they dislike. Because the assumption is going to be
bad,
you're not going to get good information. Okay? Or you're not allowed to ask someone for information about a business from his competition.
Why would you ask?
He's obviously going to think that the other guy's business is inferior to his.
Why would he ask from someone you dislike?
Because he thinks that from someone he dislikes, not someone he dislikes, someone that dislikes the subject of the conversation.
Oh.
Because if he gets information, because he thinks he'll get juicy stuff from that person. And guess what? He's right. He will. But that juicy stuff is not kosher juice. It's treif juice. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, now, this is very negeya. Shidduchim. Someone broke off a shidduch. Are you allowed to call off? Are you allowed to call the people who broke off the shidduch? Say, hey, we got read to this person. I know you were, you know, I know your story, whatever. What was the problem?
Or anyone that left a job.
Or someone that left a job. Well, right. Left a job maybe is a different story. You know, it's a muchach that they have a problem with the. Someone left a shidduch is usually, you know, leaving a job, you could be liked where you were, but you wanted to find something better. Shidduch, pretty rarely, you just jump ship because you want to find something better. I mean, you get married before you did that. After a couple years of marriage, maybe. Move on. I'm saying, but, you know, actually, yesterday, I signed a shtar mechila with someone. They broke off a shidduch. And the minig is that you write a shtar mechila. Yeah. The sides, and therefore, and in the shtar mechila, it says each side is moichel each other for the mominess and for the tvias and for the busha and anything like that. And they both mekavah, they're not going to speak disparagingly on the other side.
This is not right from the time of Chazal,
No, but it's a minig in Klaisel now. And if you, and a lot of times, if you're doing a shidduch with someone that broke off a shidduch, you want to see that. It's like, is there shtar mechila? I don't want the other person to have time to see.
Right.
And we each give the other side a full right to get married to someone else. So, but yeah, you're not allowed to ask the other side about this. Now, he says, that it's even more so because he says, you're going to tell me if I tell them why I'm asking, I'm not going to get honest information. Because a lot of times people don't want to say, oh, it's for a shidduch. They get all nervous.
Right, I'm going to mess up the
shidduch. So, in Chanam, I told you my Sodor Bar, no? His grandson saw that he was fasting. And he asked him, Sadie, why are you fasting? So he said, someone told me this afternoon they're going to call me for shidduch information. And I don't want to mess up. So I'm fasting. Yes. Okay, everybody, so I'm going to stop here. Yishakach, have a great Shabbos.
Welcome back.
Shabbos, Frelich, and Hanukkah.
Frelich and Hanukkah.